Office Seminar. Hi everyone, as your environmental health and safety consultant, I'd like to use today's seminar to help you think about ways to make your offices more environmentally friendly. In order to improve your company's credibility, you need to improve your company's green credentials. I have drawn up a list of simple changes that you can all implement immediately. If I can just ask you to look at the graph for a minute, you'll see the amount of energy we consumed in just one office in 2008. There's no doubt in my mind that we can cut this figure by 20%. If we don't do something soon, we'll continue to lose money and in the long term, we'll destroy our planet. So, here are my proposals. Please interrupt me at any point in today's presentation if you have any questions. The pink line on the graph represents energy spent on artificial light. That's a lot of electricity. Can I just ask you to look around for a minute? How many windows do you see? Surely there are enough to give sufficient light during our working day, right? This is a waste of natural light and must be our first priority. Please switch lights off when you see that they are on unnecessarily. Next on my list of priorities is paper. Only the other day I noticed how much paper we're all wasting. In fact, I sifted through every sheet of paper to find that most of the paper that had been disposed of was largely blank or partially used. Another thing I noticed was that someone had printed and then discarded pages of an email. This is completely unnecessary. Please, before printing an email, read it on the screen to see if it is really worth printing everything. Surely, we can all make a conscious effort to ensure that we're careful about what we print. There is simply no excuse for not printing double-sided. I've also spoken to our office manager and was alarmed to find that we aren't buying recycled paper.
Sorry, can I just interrupt there? These are all nice ideas in theory, but let's face it, how on earth are we going to administer and control the consumption of paper when we have more pressing matters on our minds?
Well, Tim, that's my point. We all have to be responsible for this. It shouldn't be a matter of controlling it. We all need to do it without being monitored. That's the bottom line. To make this easier, I'm going to ensure that there are centralised bins for recycling instead of waste paper bins. Let's move on. I know time is an invaluable resource as well. My final point is possibly the most controversial. We can reduce energy by 25% by switching off our computers and monitors when they're not in use. I appreciate this is the most inconvenient policy and will take time to put into practice.
Now hang on a minute.